Coddersill's kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.
Thanks for saving my job. It's the back page of many of the newspapers today, and the picture of Ronald Koeman cupping his hand round the back of Wayne Rooney's head. It looks like a real crisis at the moment. No confidence. Are the players afraid? Let's find out what Alan Irwin thinks about it all. He was commentating on the fixture. Morning, Al.
Good morning, Steve.
Are they afraid, these players?
I think the most worrying aspect is that Ronald Koeman seems to think that what he's doing is absolutely right and it'll come good. I'm not sure the players are afraid. I don't think the players have quite got the confidence more than anything else, which plays a big part in football, which we talk about over and over again. But I think the more worrying aspect for me is that Ronald Koeman feels as though what his players are delivering will see them through in the end. And I don't think the fans quite see it that way.
He spoke quite stoically after the game, didn't he? As if he felt there was an improvement.
Yeah, I didn't see that particularly in the first 45 minutes. I mean, Everton dominated possession. Brighton hadn't been a threat, but then again, neither had Everton, save for an Idrissa Gueye shot, which was the only one on target in the first half that the keeper had to save. There was a lack of energy for me, again, from Everton. There's no dynamism in the midfield. There's no pace, which we talked about over and over again. I think he tried to inject some pace by playing Calvert-Lewin out wide, which is just the wrong decision for me. The more I see Dominic Calvert-Lewin, the more I see him as a player who can cause a problem in and around the penalty area as an out-and-out sort of striker. So that's the aspect that I think the fans are concerned about. There's no energy, that dynamism I talk about, that creativity, severely lacking in creating opportunities. And conversely, Everton could have won the game in the last minute with the scramble that resulted in a couple of saves from Matt Ryan, the goalkeeper, preventing Kevin Morales from getting a winner. But then again, all too much too late.
Yeah, and they shouldn't have won it, really, should they?
No.
Is he making knee-jerk reactions when he's put his players on the pitch? In other words, does he actually not know what the plan is, but he's seeing things going wrong and thinking, oh, well, I'll try and put a sticking plaster over this and replace X player by Y player? What I'm getting at is, is there not a plan there, a firm, concrete plan in Ronald's mind?
I think that's the worrying aspect for fans as well, Steve. I see it that way. I think it's probably an apt description, this sticking plaster over wounds that have been opened. I think when Roberto Martinez was at Everton, for all his faults, and many will say, there were a number of them, at least he had a clear direction and you could see exactly what his intention was, what the team were supposed to be doing, how they were supposed to be playing their football. I don't quite see that with Ronald Koeman at the moment. I look at the team, every time it's selected and wonder how he's going to line up. Some players are being played out of position. I'm not quite sure that there's a real clear ethic as to what they should be doing on the pitch away from the obvious work ethic. It's the actual structure and the shape of the team that really worries me at times. And I'm not sure that Koeman's got it clear in his mind who are his best players and what his best starting 11 is. He may say that he's lacking a few in terms of the likes of Coleman and Bolasie and players like that who are out long-term, injured. So there's continuing worrying aspects for him, the fans, and patience is obviously beginning to run thin. But I've always said that you should maybe, assess the situation after the third and final international break when we're very much a third of the way through the season.
Although, the £150 million spent, lot of expectation. This was the season where Everton should have been moving on and up. Yeah. And yet they look at the league table at the moment and, bottom 5-6 position, and seemingly no obvious way out of the mire. I mean, it shouldn't be that situation, particularly if you're going to spend that amount of cash on your team.
The mood has changed dramatically, hasn't it, Steve, from the end of July, middle of August, before the season got underway. The mood has changed substantially from one of, real optimism with the Everton fans, season ticket sales at a record high, every game, going to be sold out again at Goodison. The money spent bringing big name players into to a certain degree, players that Everton... Everton fans had been crying out for in terms of a goalkeeper of quality, a centre-back that could be with the club for a number of years in Michael Keane, the likes of Davy Klaassen, who'd been lauded, you know, before his move. He was going to be the answer to, you know, creativity in midfield. Then bring in Gylfi Sigurdsson, and that was the real icing on the cake. You know, top that off with the Wayne Rooney move that had already been done and dusted. But it just isn't happening. These players haven't quite, with the exception of the likes of Michael Keane and Jordan Pickford, I would say, you know, the others have you know, struggled in what should be a big season for Everton, given what they achieved last season in terms of their relative, you know, seventh place finish.
Do you see the month picking up? They've got a home fixture with Arsenal and an away game at Leicester.
It's difficult.
Do they win either of those two?
I think, first of all, they've got Lyon on Thursday, haven't they, in the Europa League. And, you know, listening to a number of fans after the game yesterday, they were prepared to write that game off and, you know, concentrate on Premier League football, you know, given the fact that Everton are languishing in the lower reaches of the table. I don't think you write any game of football off. I think if Everton can go out and turn in some sort of performance where they can eke out a result against Lyon and get themselves back on track, that would serve them really well in the terms of the preparation and what will happen on the pitch against Arsenal on Sunday. Arsenal last season at Goodison were beaten by 2-1. Probably a better Arsenal side, some will say, that are going to come to Goodison on Sunday. Look how they caved in at Watford. And when you come to Goodison Park, I mean, clubs are always a bit sort of wary of the atmosphere and what can happen, but it's a bit flat at the moment, and Everton need to get back to that sort of home form that they had last season. But they can only do that by gaining confidence from victories against the likes of Lyon on Thursday, which will stand them in good stead for that Arsenal game. Everton are capable, if they have a get-up and go attitude against Arsenal on Sunday, to, you know, that will be enough to beat them, because they simply don't turn up on occasions like that, do they? So this could be a moment where, you know, you need somebody to stand up and be counted. But I think, you know, let's go back to your conversation with Peter Reid last week, Steve. You know, he doesn't seem to see anybody who's prepared to stand up and be counted in an Everton jersey at the moment, and that's the big, big worry.
Yeah, who are the scrappers? I thought the international break might have done something for the group of players, but it doesn't seem to have had any assistance whatsoever.
No, international breaks are always the curse of modern football, aren't they? And the Premier League managers, you know, look at Liverpool with Sadio Mane. But no, it hasn't done anything really. And I think for the fans, you know, what they see is that Ronald Koeman doesn't appear to have learnt anything over the course of the past 3 or 4 weeks, and you know, those 2 weeks where he's been able to contemplate what has happened after the Burnley defeat. Looking at the team that he selected yesterday, still no Tom Davis in the starting lineup. Fans were asking, what has he learnt? And the answer would be nothing. So it doesn't look like he's going to change anything quite dramatically. You know, many have been crying out for youngsters such as Jonjo Kenny to start games along with Tom Davis. And it's not happening, and it doesn't look like even Ademola Lookman will, you know, get any sort of shout at the moment. He wasn't on the bench yesterday, so you really, really got to query, you know, what's going on behind the scenes at Everton if he's not prepared to give these lads who've been very successful under David Unsworth and with the England under, you know, 19s, under 20s, if he's not prepared to give them a chance, you know, what is going to change?
The kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport. This is Radio City Talk.